We've been in a series on Wednesday nights, The Life of Faith. Jesus said, according to your faith, be it unto you. What if it really is according to your faith? Well, let's pray. Father, I just thank you for your word. I thank you, Lord, for your people. I thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit that's here tonight to speak into our hearts and lives, Lord, that truly we might be changed forever. I pray, Father, that faith would come tonight as we share your word together. Lord, that our focus, our attention would be upon you. And Father, that you just have your way in us tonight and do what you desire, that your word will accomplish all that you sent it to do. We give you the glory for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we begin this Christian life by faith. Ephesians 2:8 says, it's by grace we are saved through faith. There's not any other way. It's through faith. John 3:16 tells us that God gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him, you got to believe, would not perish but have everlasting life. 1 John 5:1 says, whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. That's how we begin this Christian life. It's how you get born again. That's how you begin to follow Jesus, as you put your faith and trust in him as the Son of God who died for your sins. And that's how we continue to live this life. It's by faith. Galatians 2:20, the Apostle Paul said, I've been crucified with Christ, but it's no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. He said, the life that I'm living now, I live by faith. And that is how we're supposed to live each and every day of our life. As a new creation, as a new creature in Christ, we're designed to live by faith. Not living by what we see, not living by what our senses tell us, what we hear, not living by the natural mind, in other words, just by what we can reason and we can figure out. No, ours is to be a life of faith. Now, do we have any forgiven people here tonight? How do you know you're forgiven? Oh, you got to believe. That's the only way. It's by faith. How do you know that you are saved? It's by faith. You believe the word of God. Amen. That's how we live each and every day. Romans 1:17 says, the just shall live by faith. We need to ask ourselves, am I really living each day by faith? Now notice, this is how we live as a believer, as a child of God. This is the way that we live. It's by faith. Every day we're to be experiencing life this way, by faith. This is how we conduct our lives, by faith. Not just looking at things in the natural, dealing with things in the natural, but as a Christian, we're supposed to live by faith. We need to have a faith that's real, that makes a difference in our lives. See, Christianity isn't supposed to be just another religion, and it's not supposed to be just a regular old life, except I'm going to heaven and I go to church once in a while. That's not what Christianity is supposed to be. That's not what being a follower of Jesus is supposed to be. No, if we're going to be a follower of Jesus, then we learn to live by faith. And it needs to be something that's active in our life that we do on a daily basis. It's not just for when you get backed into a corner and you don't have any other choice. Well, I guess we're going to have to trust God. No, it is for living every day. So you don't have to answer me out loud, but just to yourself, what are you really believing God for right now? Now, you know, I know a lot of Christians, I know what their answer would be. They just say, well, you know, lots of things. I understand that answer. But you need to have something on the tip of your tongue that when somebody says, what do you believe in God for? You can say, I'm believing God for this. Because it's not just something that, you know, it's kind of a broad, general thing, you know, but it's something that you're really believing God for specifically, and you're expecting God. It's something that you're currently praying about and standing on the scripture and believing God for. It needs to be that much a part of our life every day that we have a fixed faith. We know what we're believing for. We're standing in faith and believing. And you might be believing for a lot of things. I'm not knocking that. I'm just saying that you need to be able to say, well, I'm believing God for this, and say specifically what you're believing God for. I tell you, as a church, we're believing God for changed lives. We're believing that we're going to reach our generation. We're believing that God is going to increase this church. We plant water, He gives the increase, amen. We're believing that Jesus is still building His church, and Grace Church gets to be part of that, amen. So I'm believing for much fruit, amen. John chapter 15, Jesus says very plainly that we are to bear fruit. If we abide in Him, we can bear much fruit to our Father's glory. And I'm believing God for that. You know, another verse that's real similar to the one we read from Romans is 2 Corinthians 5:7. It says, for we walk by faith, not by sight. We walk by faith. Now, when it says walk, it's talking about lifestyle. This is our lifestyle. We live by faith. It's how we walk. I can't help it. I intentionally left this out of my notes because I don't want to say this, but I'm going to say it this way because it just keeps coming to me. You know, one of the things you hear people say sometimes now about the way they do things, they say, well, that's just how I roll. Okay. I want you to understand that as a Christian, this is just how we live. This is just our way. We live by faith. It's just how we roll. I had to say it. It's just the way that we live. I'm telling you, this is not some, you know, thing once in a while we pray and we kind of believe God. No, this is how we live every day. It is our lifestyle. The NIV, it just says it real simply, we live by faith, not by sight. See, we're not living by what we can see with the natural eye. We don't live by the senses. We don't live by what we feel. Now listen, there's a whole lot of that in the world, but there's a lot of that even in church culture. People live by what they feel. We don't live by what we feel. That's a roller coaster Christianity. Up and down all the time. Very carnal, worldly Christianity, baby Christianity, living by how you feel. No, we're living by faith, not by what we feel. See, sometimes you pray and you ask God for forgiveness. You confess your sins. And the Bible says He's faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I said, but I still feel condemned. I still feel bad. But you're forgiven whether you feel like it or not. You say, well, you know, I just don't feel God. Well, he's with you whether you feel him or not. You don't go by your feelings. You got to trust God. Faith is trusting God. Living by faith is living according to what God said instead of what you see and what you hear or what you feel. See, some people, their faith is really in the 6 o'clock news. I mean, if the 6 o'clock news says the economy is good, they're all up. All right. They got more faith in what the 6 o'clock news says than what God's Word says. Because our Heavenly Father says we don't need to worry about those things. Oh, I know that natural mind, the reasoning of man starts saying, oh, well, I live in a real world where I got to work and I got to pay bills. Listen, I didn't say you didn't need to work and pay bills, but I'm just telling you that when you have faith in God, you don't have to worry and be filled with anxiety like the world does and always up and down with every bad report and everything that comes. I'm telling you, that's not the way God wants you to live. No, he wants us to not worry, but just to be able to trust him and let him take care of that stuff for us. But our faith has to be based on the Word of God and nothing else. You know, this issue of believing God's Word goes back a really, really, really long way. In fact, it goes all the way back to the garden. It goes all the way back to when Satan first began to deceive Eve. First, he starts trying to get her to doubt. He's saying things to her. I want you to think about this. She was hearing some things contrary to what God had said. And he started challenging her faith, her confidence in what God had said. But in Genesis 3:6, it says this, when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree desirable to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. She also gave to her husband with her, and he ate. Notice it says, when she saw that it was good, she started going by what she was hearing and what she was seeing. And you know what the end result of that was? She disobeyed God. And the same thing is true in our life. If we start going by what we hear and what we see, we'll end up disobeying God. Faith is when we go by God's word and what God has said instead of by what we see and what we hear. We trust him. The world tries to undermine the word of God so often, just like Satan tried to undermine the word of God with Eve. I'm telling you, the world around you will try to undermine the Word of God. We need to know the Word of God is a sure thing. Listen to what Jesus said in Matthew 24:35. He said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. That means everything that you see, it's all going to burn. It's all going to pass away. There's so many things that this world will tell you, oh, this is a sure thing. No, there's only one sure thing. That's the Word of God. Heaven and earth will pass away. These are the words of Jesus. Jesus says, heaven and earth is going to pass away, but my word will remain. We need to understand that all the circumstances of life, all of the battles we face, it's all temporary, but the Word of God is eternal. It won't change. There are lots of ideas about what faith is, but I just like to stick with the Bible definition that's found in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1. It says, faith is the substance of things hoped for. It is the evidence of things not seen. And hear me now. Faith is not an assumption. It's an assurance. It's how you can be sure. You see, when your faith is based on the Word of God, then you can be sure. You need to know what scripture, what promise, what is the word from God that you're standing on. Now, I said, what is the word of God? Because, listen, God may speak to you personally a word. Most of the time, I tell you, God speaks to us through His written word. The Holy Spirit just causes it to come to life to you. But understand this. Throughout the scripture, we see times when God spoke to a person. And if God speaks to you, and you know that God has spoken to you, then you can know for certain that He will keep His word to you. No question whether or not God will keep His word. It says it's the substance of things hoped for. You know, part of the problem that people have with this definition of faith is they don't really understand what biblical hope looks like. It's not the things we wished for. No, when it says hope for, it's talking about a sure thing. It's talking about something that we are expecting. You see, hope says it's out there. It's coming. I'm expecting it. Hope is not just a faint wish, wouldn't it be nice kind of thing. No, faith is the substance. It's when we have it on the inside. It's the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. But, you know, when you're living by faith, you can enjoy it. You can enjoy the victory even before you see it in the natural. See, that real faith is what we do in between when we believe, we say we believe, and then we see it. That's faith. But I'm telling you, if you really believe, if you really have faith, you can enjoy it even before you see it. When I was 12 years old, I was coming home from camp, and my parents told me, they said, we bought you a horse. 12-year-old boy's dream come true. This weird thing happened to me at that moment for a 12-year-old boy. My eyes got all wet. And tears started going down my cheek. I wasn't sad. I was so excited. I was so emotional about getting that horse. I could see myself riding that horse already. Didn't even know what color it was. Hadn't seen it yet in the natural. But I knew if my parents said, we bought you a horse, it was real. I took their word for it. Why aren't we that way with the Lord? That we, what He says to us in His word, we just believe it. I'm telling you, if we'll just believe His word and what He says to us, we'll get excited about it. We'll have joy about it. Where there's been a great battle or an area of stress in our life, we'll just have a peace about it. Because He said, I'm telling you, when you get that word from God, that's all you need. Living by faith is living by a certainty of things you cannot see. To live by faith, listen, is to make decisions and to speak and to act contrary to what you see in the natural. That's living by faith. Living by faith is not just some religious phrase. No, it's supposed to be lived out. It's not just living by faith. You know, people talk about their faith. It's not just a list of our beliefs. No, living by faith is something we do every day. You know, we live in this society that's very religious. I know sometimes now people say we live in a secular society. I understand what they're saying, and I see a lot of secularism in our world. But I'm telling you that America is very, very religious. In fact, here's the new flavor of religion in America. Please don't get offended with me, all right? I mean, I say this myself too, okay? I'm not religious, I'm spiritual. But here's the new flavor of that in America, see? It's that, well, I'm not religious, but I'm spiritual. And there's this, you know, new thing about, well, I don't have any of that religious stuff, but I'm a spiritual person. Listen to me. We need to be careful that our faith is something much more than just a once in a while thing or something that we made up. Our faith is in the living God, and we live according to the Word of God. That's where our faith is based. But hear me now. The vast majority of Americans believe in God. In fact, the majority of Americans believe in Jesus. And yet there is this stronghold of doubt and unbelief that so few people actually believe God for miracles. And so when I share a series like this and a message like this, I know that there's this struggle, there's this block, there's this stronghold of doubt and unbelief that's so strong in our culture, and it goes against the grain. And I'm just telling you that we have to just take hold of the Word of God and live by faith. No matter, listen, not just what atheists would say, but what the religious culture around us says. We've had a lot of opportunity to talk to doctors and medical professionals, and I thank God for them. But one of the things I hear from them a lot is, well, you know, I believe in God too, but you can just leave that but part off. I don't need to hear that. And as I said, listen, we believe in you know, that God uses doctors. We believe God uses medicine. But when you go to the doctor, my trust is not in the doctor. My trust is still in Jesus. And if I take medicine, my trust is not in that medicine. I'm trusting God to use the medicine. I don't have a problem with that. And I want you to hear me say that very plainly. But my faith and my trust is in God, and I believe Him, not just to operate through the natural means, although He does that. I believe in miracles. I believe what the Bible says. I believe that He is still the Lord who heals. And I'm just telling you that if you're going to really live by faith, you're going to have to be willing to go against the grain. You're going to be criticized sometimes, because I can assure you there are going to be a lot of people that, well, at best, it makes them uncomfortable. You're going to have to be willing to be different from the world around you. shared this verse of scripture a lot, Romans 10:17. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And so that is where our faith rests. In fact, I'm convinced you can't have a real and living faith unless it's based on the word of God. Because until you know that God said it, that's what settles it, amen, then there's no way you can really believe it. Now, I know people can believe anything, but I'm talking about a real faith, a real and living faith. I'm telling you, it has to be based on the word of God. And when we do that, it's so different than the world around us. Listen to this, Romans 12:2, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And you know, most of the time when preachers preach that verse, they're talking about how that Christians need to live right. You know, don't live like the world, don't compromise, don't live in sin, don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed. How? By the renewing of your mind. But I can assure you that what we're talking about tonight has everything to do with this. Don't live like the world. Don't be conformed to the pattern of this world. This doubt and unbelief, I believe it when I see it. Don't conform to that. Well, you know, that just doesn't make sense to me. I gotta reason this out for myself. Listen, don't conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed. This will radically change you. You renew your mind. And I'm telling you that when you really feed yourself the Word of God and you renew your mind, one of the things that happens is that you start believing. You start living by faith. You change the way you think, and you can live by faith. With God, all things are possible. Jesus said all things are possible to him who believes. Here's one of the strange things about the Word of God. You can just take that one phrase, that one sentence that Jesus spoke, and you just go through your day tomorrow, and you say it to yourself all day long. In every situation, whatever you face and whatever you deal with, whatever comes, you just say, all things are possible to him who believes. You do that all day, it'll start having an effect on the way you look at things and the way you see things. And it may even start having an effect on the way you deal with things, how you act, your conduct. But the Word of God has such power in it to bring faith. All things are possible. It's so easy to be negative and to speak doubt. As I say, doubt is cheap and easy. Well, it'll cost you, but it's cheap to do. I'm just telling you, faith, it takes the Word of God to have faith. And we have to act on it. We have to live by it. I want to remind you of this verse. I know most of you know it, James 2:17. Faith by itself, if it's not accompanied by action, is dead. Faith without works is dead. There has to be something in our life besides just talking it. We got to walk it. Live by faith. We choose to live by faith in what God has promised us. So many wonderful promises in the Word of God. I think that if Christians really believed that these promises are for them, they would be so hungry to search the Scriptures and say, oh, wow, look at this verse. This is for me. My family's going to be blessed. I'm going to prosper. Where's that? Well, you can start with Psalm 128. Read it later tonight. I'm just telling you, there's so many fantastic promises in the Scripture. And if we really believe, well, What's it say? 2 Corinthians 1:20. 2 Corinthians 1:20. It says, I'm going to get there. For all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him amen, to the glory of God through us. Wow. Don't conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. See, a lot of people say, well, I'm different from the world because I go to church and, you know, I don't drink as much as people in the world and I plan on going to heaven someday. That is not the abundant life that Jesus was talking about. That is not what he meant when he said, follow me. He was talking about a life of faith, every day living life to its fullest. Hebrews 11:6, without faith it's impossible to please him. But he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. I said earlier, most Christians will at least try to believe God when they're backed in a corner, when they don't have anywhere else to go. But I want to challenge you tonight to live by faith, to have a living faith where you are actively depending on God in some way. In fact, sometimes, I'm just speaking the truth, when we really live by faith, we're going to be out on a limb. That limb isn't going to break if it's the Word of God. Faith isn't a risk, it's a sure thing when it's based on the Word of God. But a lifestyle of faith is daily relying on the Lord. And it's putting ourselves in the place where we've got to have the Lord's help, where we're really relying on him. See, faith isn't just, well, you know, I could do this on my own, but, you know, I'm asking for God's help. No, we need to be where we acknowledge, Lord, I can't do this on my own. I need your help. Let me tell you why that's so important. Because of the pride of man. In fact, there's so many areas of our life where maybe we think, well, I'm good at this, or I'm strong at that, I know how to do this. And when we do it, when we accomplish what we set out to do, God doesn't get any glory. We just say, well, I did it, you know, I'm good at this. God wants us to live by faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. If you can do it on your own, he's not pleased. He wants you to be in a place where you're having to trust him. Y'all got real quiet on me. Some of you thinking real hard about that, but without faith, it's impossible to please him. You need to be in a place where you're trusting God, you're relying on him, expecting God to come and help you. I believe the Bible makes it clear that we're to use wisdom in our decisions. But there are times when we're living by faith, standing on the Word of God, we're just counting on God. We're not living by what we see. We need to step out in faith and trust him. Not because we were backed in a corner and we were forced to, but just because we chose to stand on the Word of God and trust him. You know, one of the things that faith does in our life is it drives out fear. The world we live in is fear-motivated. Fear is used all the time. Every sphere of life. I mean, it doesn't matter if you're talking about politics or sales. I mean, they're going to sell you this deodorant because if you don't use it, you know, keep your arms down in the worship service, right? I mean, so many things are fear-motivated, and it's all around us all the time. And I'll tell you, when we're really trusting God, I'm not saying don't wear deodorant. I'm just saying, when we're really trusting God, we don't have to fear. We don't have to be afraid. Listen, fear is like sand in the machinery of life. You are not designed to live in stress and anxiety. It will break your body down, make you sick, make you miserable. But when we live by faith, it's like oil in the machinery of life. Oh, you just have peace, you have joy, you can trust God, you're just knowing that He's going to take care of things, even when things look bad, you're still confident, you still know that God will take care of you. But it takes faith for us to get out of the boat, to go in a new land, to step out, it takes faith. Sometimes you start praying and believing God and you're asking God for a miracle and it just seems like things get even worse. I always think about the man Jairus in the Bible when he asked Jesus to come and heal his daughter. And on the way, they get the report that the little girl has died. And Jesus turns to the man and he says this. He says, "Do not be afraid. Only believe." What a word. Only believe. You're praying about your finances and you get three more bills. Praying about your marriage and it just seems to get worse. You believe in God, you're going to go to college and then you get denied acceptance. What do you do? Don't be afraid. Just believe. Everything is possible for him who believes. It's Mark 9:23. Oh, how we just need to trust the Lord. And when you do, I'm going to warn you, there's going to be somebody that will tell you that you can't do that. Just like when David said he was going to go and fight the Philistine, the giant, Saul said to him, "You can't go. You're just a boy, and he's been a fighting man since his youth." There's going to be somebody that's going to tell you you can't do it. Somebody that's going to tell you that it won't work. Don't listen. Keep your faith, your trust in the Word of God. Don't remember, Satan always comes along to challenge and try to deceive when people are standing on the Word of God. So, how do we live this life by faith? Number one, you got to have the Word of God. You need to be full of the Word of God. Feed yourself the Word of God. Listen to the Word of God. Don't listen to the negative reports. Don't listen to all of the junk that you hear around in this world, but believe the Word of God. Next, if you really believe, you pray. If you're going to live a life of faith, you got to pray. I think this is a vital part of how we do this daily, is we pray daily, and as we look at the beginning of our day and what we have for this day, that we pray about it, because then we're trusting God, we're relying on God, and God gets the glory. I always say the reason people don't pray more is not because they're busy, it's because they don't believe more. If we really believe that praying makes a difference, we'll do it. And I'm telling you, if you're going to live a life of faith, then you got to go. Jesus said, have faith in God. And then he said that we speak to the mountain, and if we won't doubt, it'll obey us. Mark 11:22-24. And then he said, what things you desire when you pray and believe you receive, you shall have them. So this is how we live this life of faith, is we pray and we believe. And then we speak it. Don't speak words of doubt and unbelief. Don't be like the 10 spies. By the way, I want to remind you, those were the 12 leaders from the 12 tribes of Israel. And 10 of them spoke doubt and unbelief. There were only two. Be one of the two that speaks words of faith. Paul said, we believe and therefore we speak. And I'm just telling you that if you're going to really live a life of faith, you're going to have to speak it. If you're having a hard time with that, it's because you don't have enough of the Word down inside your heart. Because Jesus said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak. And I'm going to stop right here because I went over. Stand with me and we're going to pray. And I'm going to let you go. But I challenge, encourage you, live by faith every day. trusting God, looking to God. And at the end of every day, you can give God the praise and the thanks for his goodness to you. Father, I just thank you for this time, Lord, we've had in your presence and in your word. And I pray, Father, that as we go, that we will not allow the enemy to snatch it away, but Lord, we'll hide it away in our heart. Father, that you would just cause this seed of the word to grow in us. And day by day, Lord, in this world, Lord, that we'll bring glory and honor to you for every blessing, every gift, every good thing, Lord, we'll give the glory to you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Lord, bless you.